Shalom, shalom, by the way. You know, that's what I like. We are 7 days into January, and it is 2024, the seventh. God's perfect number. So, I don't know if you have been, but Teresa has been saying it. She debars everything, debars shalom over everything. And she does it with a passion. So I'm not making fun of that. I'm saying, she sits there. I said, make it specific. And she's, oh, okay. So when she does that, she does not get tired of it, and neither should we. So we should be declaring debar shalom over 2024. We should be declaring the wholeness, the completeness, the health, prosperity, favor, the ability to finish, and to be safe. And to be safe. Shalom. Tim, nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing damaged. Right? That's what we're speaking for 2024. So let's face 2024 with a smile on our face. A song of praise in our hearts. And our eyes on Jesus. Our eyes on Jesus. That's why I like that song, Good God Almighty. I hope you find me praising your name no matter what comes. Because I know where I'd be without your mercy. You got it. So I keep on praising your name at the top of my lungs. So tell me, is he good?
He's good.
Is he God?
He's God.
He is good God Almighty, right? That's why like Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noon, Jesus when the sun goes down, boom. Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noon, Jesus when the sun goes down. See, you should wake up with that. You should be going through your day with that. And when you lay your head on that pillow, that's what you should be thinking about. And you will have sweet dreams. And you will have a pleasant day. No matter what comes. In the Hebrew, the title God Almighty is written as El Shaddai, meaning God, the all-powerful one, the God of more than enough. The title speaks to God's ultimate power over all. He has all might and power. He's omnipotent, having unlimited power. And get this, able to do anything. Well, that's God. Well, he lives in you. 2024 is going to be exciting. And it is to be faced with faith. You face it with faith. Okay? Because if not, you're going to be looking at fear. You're going to dread 2024. But we see, we shouldn't be. Have that smile on your face and a song of praise in your heart and your eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. So we got to praise him no matter what comes. Praise him anywhere and everywhere in everything. He is called Mighty God. Because in Isaiah 9, chapter 6, it says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. See, shoulder, not shoulder is like a burden of an ox. He puts it on his shoulder. But I remember when I was told about Jesus and the day I got saved, that he was a man's man. He was someone you looked to. He picked up the beams and went boom on his shoulder and carried him. I went, wait a minute, that's not the Jesus I thought I grew up with. No, it is a powerful Jesus. That's who I want to serve. I had a whole different awakening that morning. And do you know that? I can take you back. That message was never retaught ever again. And you could take one, but I believe God had it directed for me on that Easter. And I'll tell you what. It was on Diane's birthday, by the way, in April. I'll never forget that. I remember lifting up my hands, thinking everybody's heads were bowed. Nobody saw me doing that. But everybody was like, oh, him. He got saved. God is able to do anything with anybody. Oh, Jesus. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His name is Mighty God. Now, Mighty God, okay? Mighty is a translation of the Hebrew word Gibor. G-I-B-O-R. And it is Strong's 1368, which is defined as strength, power, hero, warrior. Here in Isaiah 9:6, it tells us that Jesus is El Gabor, the God of strength, the God of power, God our hero, God our warrior. Yeah, he can hold and he can be compassionate, but he can be a warrior. El Gabor was with Daniel in the lion's den and with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. So we're going to praise him anywhere. See, sometimes in 2024, we're going to have to dance through the darkness, sing through the fire, and praise him when it don't make sense. Sometimes we're going to have to stare down that giant, worship from the lion's den. Sometimes we're going to have to shout it from the mountain, louder in the valley, trusting that he's going to get us through. Sometimes we're going to welcome the wonder, wait for the answer, and worship with hands high in the air, worshiping him, an act of surrenderance. When you lift up your arms to him, why do you think so many people come in that door like this? Because they haven't surrendered themselves to him. They can't bring themselves to lift up their arms. It's an act of surrender to him. Hallelujah. It has been prophesied that 2024 will be the year of more and more and more and more. More finances, more healings, more miracles, more outpourings, more people coming to Jesus, more things happening. He says, I am the God of increase, saith the Lord. And a continuation of this prophecy on December 10th of 2023. So the people of faith in 2024 will be standing on victory's shore. Launch out into the deep and reap mercies galore. Launch out into the deep, walking by faith, living in a place where the devil has no honor and cannot touch. That place is victory's shore in 2024. The miracles of my hands, saith the Lord, shall rise strong and filled with fire, that those that come to me living a life of dire will fall on their faces on victory's shore in 2024. So tell everyone you know and everyone you see, victory is for you and victory is for me. Because I am standing on victory's shore in 2024. This nation is being changed by the hand of the living God. And over it, he has stretched forth his hand like a mighty rod. He's brought us to a place where the covenant will honor him. So the nation is standing on victory's shore. This year will change many, many things. A great outpouring in the United States that began at Ashbury, and Israel gets attacked by terrorists, but this is as of the waters of Noah unto me, saith the Lord. Terror shall come, oppression shall surely come, but not to me. For I have sworn that I will not be angry nor wroth with thee. My power has not waned, my arm is not short. So take the high ground and stand on victory's shore. 2024, a year when the glory shall be manifest, for Emmanuel is here. Kenneth Copeland prophesied that. December 10th. Emmanuel, God with us. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. People of faith in 2024 will be standing on victory's shore. Think about that. But you got to be people of faith, not paste. Yeah, don't go too far with that head. Just snap it right off here, brother. Go easy. In Mark 11:22, Jesus tells us very simply, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Or have the God kind of faith. This is Proverbs 3:5, 6, and 7. Okay? So, it's not going to read maybe the way your Bible. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. In 2024, that means completely. And lean not on your own head knowledge. In all your ways, know his ways inside and out, and recognize that he is the ultimate arbiter of our lives. And the Holy Spirit will direct your paths. Don't be conceited, sure of your own wisdom. Trust and reverently fear the Lord and depart from evil. Wow. Wow. I like the last verse 8. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Yeah. The Amplified Classic says it will be health to your body, your marrow, your nerves, your sinews, your muscles. I like this. All your inner parts. All your inner parts. Kidneys, liver, heart, lungs, brain. You know what I'm saying? All your inner parts. Can you believe that?
Yes.
There's the thing. Can we believe? And yes, we can simply believe that he is able to do what he has promised to do in his word. All refreshment, physical well-being to your bones in 2024. Amen. That finishes off that scripture 8. But see, I was thinking of someone specifically because I thought about them because that person probably doesn't understand what sinews is. S-I-N-E-W-S. We're talking tendons, ligaments. The muscle and the tendon wraps around forming the rotocuff. Okay? You hear what I'm saying, brother? Don't say, okay, well, we'll read what the MRI says, and we're not going to believe God. We're going to believe what the MRI says, and we're going to go to the doctors and let them make a decision. You've already set it in place. You already know what you're expecting. You aren't expecting healing. You aren't expecting strength to be restored into that tendon. The healing. You got to believe. But no, we run right to the doctors. Now, you know, I'm not putting down doctors. What I'm saying is, why don't we nail it when it first comes on? Why do we wait and then keep talking it, making the mountain bigger and bigger and bigger? Okay? You got to come in with your faith like they did to the hillside out there and took them houses, wiped them all out. They're cleaning it all out. And I hope they're going to build something worthwhile there. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's get back to where we're at here. Okay. And I'm not putting people down for that. But that shouldn't be our first thing that I got. You know, I battle with those things. Some things I went over and had no problem with. Other things I've let take over me, and I know I shouldn't, and I try to get back on track. That's why sometimes I say, what are you doing going up? Why do you even talk about healing? because of some of the things I've had to battle and get through. And he just told me, you just keep preaching what I tell you to preach. And I said, okay. But I keep believing. See, what I'm talking to you about is things that go to my heart. Okay?
You've got a gift to teach it, not to live it, sir.
Yeah, well. Believe me, I work on it every day. See, God has said he would never leave us nor forsake us all through 2024. Remember that. In Psalm 108, verse 13. I think you're going to like this. This is from the Good News translation. With God on our side, we will win. Amen. He will defeat our enemies. With that in mind, come on, 2024! Don't be afraid of 2024. Because we got more to give in 2024. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because you'll be given for the Lord. And I'm not talking about finances. I'm talking about what he's called you to do. He's put some on everyone's heart to do. Some of you are on your job where you minister to people that can't get up and go do anything, and you're a light to them. You shine to them. Your Jesus comes out to them. They want to know what's different with you. And they're going to ask you. And that's when you get to open up to them and tell them about Jesus. Everybody's got a, you know, is God really calling me? Yeah, why has he put you there? Why are you in this job? Why are you where you're at? There's a reason for it. Quit complaining while you're there. Make the best of it and watch the promotions come. Watch the next job that you were looking for to come. Hallelujah. Whew, Jesus. Okay. If God be for us, who can be against us? Because it says, since he did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us, all of us, won't he also give us everything else? Well,
certainly will.
That's it. I got one. The others, y'all believe that?
Yes, yes.
I'm just trying to get you built up for 2024. We got to get our faith going. We got to get our belief level up. Yes. Get rid of the unbelief and let's get the belief level up.
Amen.
Watch the miracles happen. Ah, Jesus. Okay. Now, what's missing? Something's missing here. Okay. Yeah, we're going to. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Yeah, I'm on track. I don't know why I was lost here. Whew, Jesus. We'll get back here. All right. In Jeremiah 32, verse 17. It says right here, Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too difficult for you. Nothing is too difficult for the Lord.
Amen.
Nothing. Amen.
The says, or too wonderful.
You know, as I was talking, the last time I was talking about salvation. And, you know, we think salvation is the new birth. Well, it is. But see, the Greek word, as I pointed out, for salvation was soteria. Okay? Which means deliverance, preservation, protection, maintenance, care, safeguarding, keeping, welfare, material and temporal deliverance from danger and apprehension, pardon, restoration, healing, wholeness, and soundness. Soundness. You know what that's talking about? That's talking about the mind. Talking about the mind. That's what you get through salvation. We think salvation is, yeah, we got saved. But you know how much more you got with salvation? You got healing. You got wholeness. You got soundness of mind. Hallelujah. I like that. Because God is in the business of divine reversals. Don't you ever think that he is not, it's not impossible for him to turn things around. It is possible for him to turn things around. When we speak the other, I mean, yeah, it's there. You can't deny the fact that if that person is going through something. But what you can do is pray against it and have it changed by your faith. By your faith. All those things that we're talking about here came to us when we were born again. I'm talking about the healing. I'm talking about the peace. I'm talking about prosperity. Ain't none of you in here should be thinking about where I'm going to get the money to pay my next bill. You should not be thinking about that. You should be knowing that my God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And he will. I got a question. Are you a tither? And what is a tither? Very simply, it's 10%. And he says off the first fruits. That first fruits, that's not what your take-home pay is. That's what you made. That's the difference. People want to say, well, it's not working, I'm tithing. Well, what are you tithing off of? And do you grumble when you tithe? Or do you say, oh, my God, I'm so glad that he doesn't ask for but that. And you know what that does? That shows how much you love him and how much you trust him. That's what it does for you. Watch the financial breakthroughs come. Hallelujah. But this promises well-being, our families to be intact. Supernatural deliverances when we need it. And the goodness of God are all parts of our salvation. And God wants us to have them. Listen, when I'm not receiving things, you know what I got to do? I got to go look in the mirror because I got to talk to me. I got to find out what's going on that I'm not receiving. And I'm not getting something that I need. I got to go find out where it's at because it's on my end because he's promised it. What's holding it up? What am I doing? Am I angry with someone? Am I walking in unforgiveness? Oh. Hey, Doc, you want to give that talk again? You see, people hold these kind of things. And they got to let it, they got to get rid of it. They got to let it go. Got to let that unforgiveness go.
Vital.
Yeah. That person isn't affected by it at all. You are the one who's being affected by it. God loves us.
Amen.
Let's not waver in faith in the days ahead. Not at all. See, who we listen to, where we get our news matters.
Yes, sir.
It will affect our thinking, our speaking, and our believing.
Yes, sir.
It will either bring on fear or build our faith. Keep the faith. Spend more time in God's word. More time praying. More time praying in tongues. I loved it when the Lord downloaded that one to me through the Holy Spirit. I don't take no credit for nothing, but when he had me write it that way, I went, well, hey, that's pretty good. Yeah, pretty good. You know, where did I get it from? Of course. In Psalm 118, verses 6 through 8, okay, good news translation again. A righteous person will never fail. He will always be remembered. He is not afraid of receiving bad news. His faith is strong, and he trusts in the Lord. He is not worried or afraid. He is certain to see his enemies defeated. If God be for us, who can be against us?
No one.
In Mark 9:23, Jesus said, all right, Brother, remember you were walking right over here in the corner when Timmy got done praying, you said these words. You said, all things are possible for those who believe and trust in me. I was listening this morning, and the Holy Spirit, you could tell, was moving in through every one of you. Through the decree, through what you guys were praying, you know. And this is when, you know, this is where the young boy was demon-possessed and the father went to Jesus. And he says, if you can do anything. Jesus said, if I can do anything? Come on. You know? He said, with God all things are possible. And what did the man say? Help my unbelief. Hallelujah. And then when the kid started getting up, he says, come out of him in the name of Jesus. But he probably didn't say it. He says, come on out. Get out of there, demon. The demon said, what? And he just had to give him that look. You know, gone. And I believe never to come back again. Mm-mm. No, sir. But like what the Living Bible says, anything is possible if you have faith. Mm-hmm. Now, if you go in and look up, you'll see the word that fits in there. That's why you can put faith in there and, you know, the believe and trust. That's where they get that from. You got to study it out. So it's just not like somebody put that in there just because they decided to. But anything is possible if you have faith. Just like in Luke 1:37, okay, for with God, nothing will be impossible. Again, with God, nothing will be impossible. Gabriel is telling Mary that her relative, Elizabeth, hey, she has a baby, and she's 6 months into it. She was the one who was called barren, and she was not going to have kids. Yeah. But he went, God didn't read. And then Zachariah, he don't know when to shut up. Gabriel showed him when to shut up. You ain't got to talk again until the baby's ready to be born. And then he said, this is what you're going to name him. Hallelujah. So John the Baptist came on the scene there. But he did that, and then what Mary's response after she realized that? Well, I'm your maidservant. You know, I'm here. And he left. Then I believe the word was spoken over her. And the word is seed. And boom. Jesus was conceived through the Word. Because He is the Word. All right, Tim. The voice says it this way. So the impossible is possible with God. Timmy went from the NIV to the voice. And when he hits it and makes a change, it's complete change. He don't even go back there anymore. Now, in Genesis chapter 18, verses 13 through 15, I like, you'll like this in the Good News translations. Then the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh and say, can I really have a child when I am so old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? As I said, 9 months from now, I will return and Sarah will have a son. Because Sarah was afraid, she denied it. I didn't laugh, she said. Yes, you did, he replied. You laughed. I'm telling you, you can't get nothing past God. He hears everything. And he reads your mind. The devil can't, but God can. He knows the thoughts of, hallelujah. But now keep that in mind, because here's not, in the New Living Translation of Luke 1:37, brother, it says, for the word of God will never fail. Right there. See you in 9 months, you're going to have a baby boy. Who's laughing now? None of us are laughing. We thank God that He did, that all took place. That's what made the way for us. Hallelujah. Whew, Jesus. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will never fail you nor abandon you. Deuteronomy 31:8, New Living Translation. Look to 2024 with great expectations. In 2024, okay, I'm going to give it to you the way God gave this to me. In 2024 will come many breakings, which will bring about breakthroughs. Because he says breakthrough is simply described as heaven manifested on earth. See, it's a byproduct of being in the presence of God as with authority given to us through the cross. God's breakthrough brings the shifting of mountains in our lives that the world cannot accomplish. When you're dealing with something of the mind, they'll put all kind of drugs into that person. Why they go that route, first of all, I don't know. But they do. So, and they can help. But you got to pray not to stay on those things. Amen. You got to pray that this person gets healed and gets off of them in the interim. But you got to stand together with those in faith that are going to believe how you're going to believe and pray exactly the way you're going to pray. And don't speak that words of doubt, negativity whatsoever. Hallelujah. I know it's the year we are going to elect a new president for this nation. And God says that we are to pray and listen to his voice before we go in to the voting booth. And he stresses to me, he says, tell the people to pray. He says, and I will direct them on what they need to do. And he says to encourage everyone, get out and vote. God put that in the morning, he encourages you, get out and vote. And we got to encourage others to vote as well. We have to do that. But I've been saying all this to make sure you understand. God, we serve a God of the impossible. He has nothing he cannot do.
Amen.
And he's promised never to leave us alone. He's going to take us through 2024. He is right there. Now, I like this because I'm going to read this because, so you know, I get from, this is Dutch Sheets. This is from his book that he shared, The Pleasure of His Company. If you've never read it, I recommend it. But I'm going to read to you what he wrote in there. He says, words certainly are inadequate to describe Christ's attributes, abilities, intellect, and accomplishments. He is breathtaking, yet calming, all-powerful, but gentle, unsearchably wise, though humble, and awe-inspiring while completely approachable. Perfection defines him, intrigue surrounds him, and eternity is in him. He is boundless love, everlasting joy, and the Prince of Peace. Oxymorons are necessary to describe Jesus, since he is the God-man, both human and divine. Incredibly, he's the Ancient of Days, yet forever new. Existing in a perpetual now, his nature contradicts every natural law of time, space, and physics. When Moses asked him his name, he simply said, I am. Words fell. Young and old, male and female, rich and poor, moral and immoral, they all found Jesus interesting. He was so magnetic and gentle, in his personality that children loved and trusted him, and sinners confessed to him their sordid and painful pasts. But he was so overpowering in his masculinity and multifaceted in his gifts that both intellectual, business, and course, tough fishermen left their careers at the simple invitation to follow me. Grown men fell before Jesus in worship, and anointing oil worth thousands of dollars was poured upon his feet. A multitude of men, women, and children, yes, children, sat for days at a time listening to him teach. Families loved having him in their homes. Men liked hiking and camping with him, and scholars enjoyed picking his brains. When he was only 12 years old, many more books have been written concerning him than about any other person, and people sit for hours writing songs about him. Wow. And he makes a list up and he says, this is a mere list. It barely scratches the surface, which I agree. But he says to consider the following. A fish brought him a mouth full of money. Storms obeyed his commands. His spit healed blind eyes. It says, lay hands on yourself. I went, the other day, I put him on my eyes, just like Jesus did. Hallelujah. And, you know, I can read this stuff, but it's so much clearer when you put that little cheater in there, you know? And so I'm believing, and I've been believing for a long while. But am I going to quit believing? No. God's healed me. Period. Period. Okay. Get back talking about our Lord. His touch cured leprosy. He walked on water and through walls. He turned water into wine, multiplied by thousands a few fish and loaves of bread. He raised the dead. Insanity fled from him. Demons did as well. Fire goes before him and consumes his enemies. When he died willingly, the sun refused to shine and the earth shook. Death, however, couldn't hold him. And his resurrection was so powerful, it spilled over onto other dead people, raising them from the dead. His eyes are like fire. His voice is like a waterfall. Angels worship him. Rulers cast their crowns at his feet. He created everything with just his words. He keeps the universe operating in perfect order. Yeah. Just with words. And the list could go on and on and on. And John said, you couldn't write enough books of the miracles that he did. His miracle working power hasn't quit. It's in our hands. It's in our hearts. When we lay hands on the sick, we must believe that they're going to recover. And when people say, there's no hope. What do you mean there's no hope? Are you just going to let them go on and on and on? You know, I know there are people we have prayed for at a young age. Should we just let them go at that time? No, we prayed. And those young people are alive today. We prayed for Joey. And he's sitting back there working the computers. And not only is he healed, it was brought up out of the dead. Basically, he was raised from the dead. I want to hear him tell it in his words someday. But I don't know if you, and you notice, he had that talk, and we believed that he kept praying, and he's off the oxygen. But if you've talked to him lately, he used to, and almost at every word. But he kept believing God. And it's getting clearer and better and better. That's because of the healing process. People want it. It don't work that way. Sometimes it does. But we can see it. Because, and if you're a senior, you say, wait a minute. When I talked to him the other day, I was like, and he's giving me a testimony about something else, and I was just amazed that the way he was speaking, the clarity. That was God working through him. And it was prayer that undergirded him. People were believing. His wife was believing. She wasn't quitting whatsoever. And she kept telling him, you get him out of here and get him back to the house. I'll take care of him. She didn't even like the doctor, so she fired him. You don't like your PCP, get a new one.
Amen.
Okay. I'm not going to go there. I'm not. But Joey's telling me, he goes into the eye doctor, and they did his eyes check up, and the doctor said, hey, he's what? He said, your eyes got a lot better. That's why you're having problems seeing through them glasses. Your eyes are getting ill. Or he said, well, what about that cataract you said I was going to have surgery? He says, wait a minute. He says, what cataract? I'm telling you, God's working miracles in the house for those who believe. Wow. Whew. But this is the one we are to put our trust in for 2024, the year of more and more and more. More finances, more healings, more miracles, more breakthroughs, more breakings, more outpourings, more people coming to Jesus, more things happening. And I said, okay. And that's where I would stop my message. And then the Lord gave me something. Now, where did I put it here? I know I got it in this Bible somewhere. I got to find it. You got to give me a second here. I wish there was a pause so all you guys could go take your little break or whatever while I... Oh, there it is. There it is. Oh, that's right. I was. Yeah, I was reading Joel. Yeah. Now I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Hallelujah. Okay. Because this is how, when I get things from God, I write down here. I mean, he even gave me this one. It says, those who walk in faith in 2024 will go unscathed.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.